Mission Faith Share. There were two members of the Mormons who knocked on the door and engaged the householder in conversation. And they asked if she would be interested or whether she'd benefit from learning about Jesus. "No," she answered confidently. "We're members of the United Reformed Church." Now, I'm sure that as members of the URC, we know Jesus. But I'm also sure that we could all benefit from learning more about him. But then, are we able to share what we know about him with others? Now, as Christians, we've the awesome responsibility, haven't we, of bringing others to faith. Our vocation as men and women of faith is to live so positively that others will be attracted to our God, to the one in whom we believe and from whom we derive our strength. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16 tells us that we are to be the salt and light. Salt for the whole human race, bringing zest and enrichment to the community and to the world. And Jesus says, if we stop being salt, we have lost our usefulness. And we're to be light for the whole world, brightening life up. And Jesus says, I'm putting you on a light stand. Now shine. In other words, God is not a secret to be kept. He is to be shared. I think most people would agree that it's good to share. No, families and friends share. We share food, games, laughter, Bible studies. We share good news and bad news. We share our talents. We share sadness and hurt. And sharing shows a bond between people, doesn't it? And it helps us to enjoy what we have all the more. And when things are getting us down, sharing the problem with a friend makes it possible to cope. The problem seems to diminish, doesn't it? And you know, in the gospel, sharing is given a top rating. That little tax collector, Zacchaeus, entertains Jesus in his home and is at once eager to share his wealth. And on the shores of Lake Galilee, a young boy shares his small lunch with the crowd. As followers of Jesus, we are committed to his way of living. We are called to share. Know the plight of children in East Africa dying through lack of food, and the old who are lonely ask for a share of our time. And we can often respond, can't we, gladly and generously with our money or spare the time to visit people who need our company. And we are able to share in so many ways. But what we find difficult so often is the idea of sharing our faith with others. If you think about it, sharing our faith. Surely our faith is the best thing that we have. It's the most wonderful thing in our lives. And if that's so, should we then keep it to ourselves? Shouldn't we share it gladly and freely and unselfishly? Now, if we believe in God and his Son Jesus, and if our lives are centered in him, then we are surely called to share our faith with others. And we're called to do so perhaps more in the way we live and the kind of people we are. Our lifestyles, the importance we give to things, the way we behave, the thoughts we express, and the things we do is of vital importance. The Bible stresses that if we believe in Jesus as Lord, then we must do our best to live in his way. And selfishness and narrowness and unkindness have no place in the life of anyone who follows Jesus. And who you are, what you believe, what you think, what you say, and what you do all hang together, all belong together, all are in step with each other. And the way you live will speak for itself. People will note it and think about it. And maybe, without speaking a word, you will point them to the source of your way of living, to Jesus, and through him, to God. And so Jesus says we are to be salt and light. And that's a tall order, isn't it? And if you read those verses, you'll see what's at stake. So that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Not so that they will praise you. That isn't the idea at all. The lifestyle you lead will attract people to God and to his Son, your Lord. And that's the goal that God sets before us. Are we able to achieve this? Are we able to live a life in such a way that our family and friends will, through us, come to know and love our God and come to share our faith? Can we do that? Are we able to live like that? Can anyone do that? Well, Jesus did. You know, maybe you feel overwhelmed by the challenge, by the difficulties in living his way. But remember the words of Jesus to his friends. I will be with you. Now, a former atheist, Elie Stobel, said this. He said, "When I became a Christian, my 5-year-old daughter said, 'Mummy, I want God to do for me what he's done for Daddy.' And she gave her life to Jesus. And her father said, 'When you walk the walk before your children, it changes everything.' And so, with God's help, the way we live, the things we think, do and say can influence the lives of others and bring them to faith. But perhaps an even greater challenge is to be found in those well-known evangelism words. Go and tell people. Make them my disciples. Now, after his death and resurrection, and before he left his disciples to return to heaven, Jesus gave them an order. Not a suggestion, not if you've got time, but an order. And Matthew presents the words of Jesus as his last will and testament, as his final instructions to the disciples who were to continue his work. They were to tell their story and share the good news throughout the world. And so they went out communicating the God gospel. Mission, faith, share. Now, if God's will is to be realized, then we, as his disciples, as his church, need to follow those orders. We need to share our faith with other people. Get involved in mission faith share. Tell others what we believe. Now, the book of Acts tells us that the people of the early church went out, taking their message to wherever people were. They met in the streets, in the marketplaces, in the lecture halls. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it more comfortable to meet people within the four walls of the church, to meet those yet to be Christians on home ground rather than on theirs. I wonder if you've perhaps ever thought of talking to a friend about your faith when you've had a moment to spare. Perhaps you've been at the bus station. You've been stood there waiting for a bus and you thought, now's the time to tell my friend about my faith and to tell him about the Bible. And you start off and you say, have you ever thought about reading the bus timetable? You know, we start off and we become nervous and scared and embarrassed. And how often do we think about how to get people into church, when maybe we should be thinking more about how we get the church into the world? Now, the New Testament message is quite clear. We're to go out into the world, into the cities, into the towns, and tell those we meet the good news. Now, we've got a powerful message. We shouldn't be embarrassed to share it. But before we go out, before Mission Faith Share starts, and in order to become better witnesses, the first step is to acknowledge our dependence on Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and to recognise our need of prayer, individual and corporate prayers. And we must start to pray for others and for ourselves. Remember when Peter and John were set free by members of council, they returned to their group of believers, and what did they do? They all prayed together. And one of the things that they prayed for was an ability to speak God's message with boldness. And their prayer was answered, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to proclaim God's message with boldness. Now, someone has said this, that the most important thing anyone can do for God or humankind is to pray. You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you can't do more than pray until you have prayed. So prayer is the first step to becoming an effective witness. And so, having acknowledged our dependence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and having prayed, what next? Well, in his first letter to the Christians living in the northern part of Asia Minor, now part of Turkey, Peter's advice regards evangelism to his fellow believers is that they should be prepared always to give an account of the hope that is in them. That's 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. We didn't read that this morning. They are to share the hope that they have in God's promises, and to do so with gentleness and respect. And so one way to evangelize, to communicate with others, is to give an account of your hope, to share the good news by telling your story, explain what you believe and why you act in certain ways. And by doing so, we affirm our Christian identity. And Peter suggests that we give an account of our hope, not of our past or of our present achievements, but of what we wish to become. Our statement of hope is not about our moral conduct or our achievements in business, nor about success in living. And for those of us who are only too aware of our own shortcomings and who want others to accept the Christian message and become disciples, this is encouraging news. And giving an account of our hope includes being honest and giving an account of our limitations, our fears, our weaknesses, and our failures. Because these too can be evangelizing, faith-sharing moments. We don't have to try to impress people or to pretend that we to be more than we are. We too are human, and like everyone else, we find ourselves at times broken and fearful. But we are always pressing on and always living in hope, a hope that will be attractive to others. Peter reminds his readers of the good news about Jesus, whose death and resurrection and promise coming fills them with hope. This gives them hope, something to look forward to. Now, my hope revolves around three things. That which is yet to be. And for me, that is my hope for eternal life through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And two, that which I long to see happen. God's kingdom come on earth, peace and justice for all. And thirdly, that which I strive to become. More like Jesus, the person God wants me to be. Now, your story, your hope may be different. But as we share our faith, we are required simply to hope and have the determination to press on towards that hope. Faith sharing, giving an account of our hope with our neighbours and our friends, family and strangers, is an invitation to them to examine for themselves the Christian faith. Faith sharing is a way of life. We do it through our actions, through sharing the Bible, and by giving an account of our hope. And we do so in our own way. Amen.